Hi everyone, welcome back to Lesson 3, The Coven of Clarity. Today's lesson is not taught by me, it's delivered through me. I have been meditating for most of the morning, and I have a lot of information that I've transcribed through channeling who I call the Medicine Man. The Medicine Man is a guide that has been coming to me for the last 6 years. His presence is bringing forward this very earthy wisdom and this energy healing and spiritual medicine that I believe that I myself needed on my own physical healing journey. His vibration is always calm, very grounded, and has always felt deeply ancient to me. What he presented to me were 8 teachings that he would like me to pass along to you today. 8 pieces of wisdom that he says the modern world has forgotten, but that our souls still remember. So before we get started, just please take a big deep breath and open your energy field and allow his words to land not just in your mind, but also in your body. The first message is the earth hears your footsteps. He wants you to know that in every step you take, you leave an energetic imprint. He says that we must walk with intention and walk with awareness and no longer walk watching our feet or staring at the ground. He said that this is something that he noticed over time, that in his world, everyone always walked with their eyes forward on the land and on the horizon. But he said he notices that the people now and for many generations have been walking with their heads down. He said to walk knowing that the land is listening, and that when you step with presence, the earth steadies your spirit. I feel like he's saying we've lost our awareness of the world around us. We've lost our awareness of nature and what it needs and what the earth needs. The next thing he said to me was, what you touch touches you back. Energy is never one way. When you touch a tree, water, soil, or even a stone, it responds to you. It mirrors your frequency and returns what you bring to it. This is why grounding works, he says. The earth exchanges naturally with you every single day. He said that we are not touching enough, and that we are not in nature enough. That our physical bodies on a cellular level would heal if we touched the tree, touched the water, touched the soil, touched the stones. He's essentially telling us how to heal. And often I was seeing in this channeling with him bare feet. And he says, you have to get grounded, you have to get receptors, and you have to get connected to the earth. His third thing was work with the elements, not against them. He says, modern suffering comes from resisting what the elements are trying to teach us. And we're pushing away from it, seeing everything as a curse. The wind clears energy. The fires transform. The water softens. Earth stabilizes. When you feel overwhelmed, he said to ask, what element is speaking to me right now? That's the elements and what it means to work with them and not against them. The fourth message was, your body is an energy grid. You are not separated from the earth, and I think he said that several times, but your body is built from the earth. Your bones are minerals. Your breath is wind. Your blood is water. Your spirit is fire. He said you cannot heal the body without healing the elements inside of it, which goes back to working with the elements and not against them. He really made me feel that it was so simple, but yet we've made this so complicated and so difficult on each and every one of our souls. His fifth message was, silence is medicine. Not quiet, not like you're sitting in the quiet or that the quiet is outside of you. He said, silence inside of you, the kind where you return to yourself. He said, humans have forgotten how to sit in stillness without reaching for distractions, aka our phones, social media. Spirit speaks the loudest in silence. He wants us to practice 5 minutes a day where we just simply listen and to start there and to let that grow. That was also a really good message for me because I'm bad at sitting and thinking, oh, it's quiet, so I'm in silence. That's not true. He said silence is when we are within ourselves, where we return to ourselves, where we don't reach for distractions, but we allow ourselves to connect with spirit. The sixth thing he said is become the watcher of your energy, not the victim of it. That was an interesting message. He says, when our emotions rise, your spirit hasn't abandoned you. Your energy is simply shifting. Observe the feeling. Name the feeling. But then let it pass like the weather. You are not the storm. He says, you are the sky holding the storm. And it dawned on me that we're not. The sky holds the storm, but the storm always moves past us. And sometimes we get stuck in the energy, stuck in the emotions, stuck in feeling abandoned by the anger, the grief, the sadness. But we don't have to be stuck there. He said, healing is remembering, not learning. He says, your ancestors already walked this path. Their wisdom is in your blood. When you feel called to nature, to ritual, or to energy work, it's not new. It's a memory, and your soul recognizes what the mind has forgotten. So foraging, going out into the trees, taking walks in the woods, going to the mountains, going to the park, shuffling away and into nature, he says your soul will recognize immediately. This is not new for you. This is you waking up and remembering. And then the final message was, spirit and earth are one medicine. He says the greatest healing happens when you combine both. Spirit for guidance, earth for grounding, and energy for transformation. Healing is not one thing. It's the weaving of all three of those things. He said to put your hands on the earth and your heart will return to itself. That was powerful and so huge for so many of us. We go to the doctor, we reach for a prescription bottle, we go to social media, we look for all the answers externally. But it's simple. Put your hands on the earth and your heart will return to itself. Please take another big deep breath. Let his teachings settle into your body today. Some of them are going to make sense and some are going to return to you weeks from now. You're going to get little nudges because the medicine man wants you to remember that you were never meant to heal only using your mind, but through energy, nature, spirit, and intuition woven together. You are the bridge between worlds, and this transmission is simply reminding you of your truth. When you're ready, we're going to move on to the next lesson, but please allow yourself to spend time with Earth this week and check in and check for his nudges and your guides and angels' nudges and allow the Earth to heal you and guide you.